But we are told that when Nanda Maharaj comes, that Dronacharya, Drona enters into him.
Dronacharya?
Enters into the personality of Nanda Maharaj. We are told that's stated in Gauraganu Desh Deepika, that the same personality of Drona enters into the personality of Nanda.
Then, what for?
We wanted to ask that.
What is the? I didn't come to such idea at all. But what does he want to prove by it? What is the necessity that Drona will enter into Nanda?
This idea came from possibly the
necessity to prove that Drona was in Nanda.
Well,
some difference there must be.
Yeah.
What is that?
Must be from Krishna Sandarbha. Something there. From the Krishna Sandarbha.
Why it was necessary to prove that? Mm. What is the circumstance? I want to know that.
Yes.
Well,
Maharaj, sometimes when Krishna, before Krishna's appearance...
Is he that Drona means who? That fighter Drona?
Yes.
Now, Drona means a kind of crow.
The personality, Drona? The personality Dronacharya.
Dronacharya, it is mentioned.
Yes.
I want to see that person.
Acha.
Dronacharya entered into Nanda. Why it was necessary to prove where it is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that, then I can answer.
All right.
Drona. I recollect some sort of expression I came in connection. Not very important, but still maybe Drona, Nanda. Rajaja. Ashwatthama.
Well, Maharaj, before Krishna appeared, there were many prayers which were offered to Krishna, and weren't...
By?
I think here, Lord Brahma.
Brahma said.
Yeah, Brahma Stava. So...
On the duty is Devata with Brahma, Jadija.
Yes. So, some of the demigods were instructed to take birth so that Krishna's Leela could begin, or making arrangements for that. So, did some of those demigods enter into other personalities?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. They are asked to enter into different personalities to help his Leela. So, the general Krishna Leela is of sweet nature, not of fighting. That is fighting, that is to opposing with the environment. Then the god, the demigod in those, they came out with their function. To dispel the disturbances. To make the disturbance opposition. It was the function of the demigod.
Mm-hmm.
And the Krishna Leela with his nature, that was always playing, singing, dancing with the sweet side of the Leela, pastures.
Mm-hmm.
that you are in Vrindavan. But the Asura killing and the other meeting with the unfavorable circumstances, that is all done by the demigods within. What, you don't remember what the reference, Drona Nanda?
Well, that, what it came, Narayan Maharaj had mentioned that.
Huh?
Narayan Maharaj, he had mentioned that, coming from the Krishna Sandarbha. So I would have to find the reference.
So in Krishna Sandarbha there must be, but in what occasion it came? Why it was necessary? What aspect of Drona was found in Nanda? That is to ascertain first.
Yes.
The word, why it was necessary that Drona entered in Nanda. Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you give that? Krishna.
So Maharaj, when and the demigods, what would be the relationship when one personality would enter into another personality? That would be, they would reside within the heart. When you say Hridaya Madhi, Shikane Chalakina.
That is, just as one light absorbs another light, something like that. No physical, the mental. Greater thing absorbs the lower thing. Just as the air or fire can absorb, a small fire is absorbed into bigger fire. It's something like that. Just in a particular idea. A philanthropist, when he takes the position of a politician for some time, that politician is present in a philanthropist. And a learned man, he accepts the position of social work for some time, the delegation, something like that. That idea is present in the greater idea, smaller idea has been accepted for the time being. Such way it is there.
Maharaj, how do we adjust that we see that Arjun and Prahlad Maharaj, they comprise Haridas Thakur personality? So
Prahlad Maharaj and Haridas Thakur, that in the case of forbearance, Prahlad had to undergo to demonstrate the our submission to the Lord. The external punishment, external torture may come, and that was accepted. So in that case, we see similarity between Prahlad and Haridas Thakur. was also was also tortured by Kaji and others in different ways. But in spite of that torture, he stood firmly in his position. So the ideal that the devotees of Krishna, of Hari, sometimes they have to pass many worldly torture. In that aspect, Prahlad Maharaj and Haridas Thakur, in that point, they are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
Haridas Thakur, they are strict, firmly strict to their principle of devotion in spite of the unfavorable environment, so much so to the torture of the highest degree.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, they are one. Haridas Thakur and Prahlad. And Arjuna, Prahlad is compared with Arjuna.
Yes.
Why? I go to the world. What Narayan Maharaj mentioned about Dronacharya and Ekananda, what was the necessity to mention that Drona was within Nanda? What was the necessity there?
He was giving different examples of different personalities who entered into others during Krishna's Leela.
Mm-hmm.
So the question arose, what was the relationship?
The example.
Yeah. And relationship. What would that be?
Just as the function of lower officer is absorbed in the higher officer, something like that. Yeah. So functional question. The function.
And then he had mentioned that in the Gorgonesh Deepika, that Arjuna and Prahlad, those two personalities, contributed to Haridas Thakur.
Prahlad
and Arjuna
is represented there in that, and Arjuna is found in Ramananda Raya, Vishakha and Arjuna. The two functions were seen in Ramananda. But Arjuna in Haridas Thakur, that's a new idea coming to me. Arjuna. Who is that? Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, Arjuna. Haridas Thakur, or rather, Brahma. Brahma and Prahlad.
Brahma
and Prahlad, not Arjuna.
I think that's a mistake.
Brahma was there. Brahma Haridas. Is known as Brahma Haridas. It is said that the Brahma stole away the cows and the calves and the cowboys to test who is Krishna. So for that offense, Brahma had to come in the Muslim's court to take bath. But a formal, but materially, Haridas Thakur position is not lower than Brahma. At a fallen stage, just as Yamala Arjuna, two sons of Kuber, And there is merrymaking after drinking, and cursed by Narada, go and to be sthavara, means non-moving like tree, and came as Yamalarjuna in Krishna Leela, and they cried, wailed, repented, and tried to pacify Devaki Narada, and blessed with that. Karsa was blessing for them. Krishna, 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 Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai, Nidhai. Gaur Hari.
Maharaj, at the end of the Yadu dynasty, when the Yadu dynasty was to be destroyed, after the destruction, also some personalities returned back, and the divisions within were seen. So, like you said, it's a matter of function. Function.
Yeah.
Is the purpose there.
Function. Function means that idea, and that sometimes takes form in a subtle plane, or sometimes in the cross plane, as is necessary. They may stay in their former position, also their function may be transferred. The gods that entered into them, they are present in their position also. But their function was extended there. It doesn't mean that the gods that entered into them, they disappeared here. Not always like that. Sometimes when cars or something, so they are, their functioning is also there, and also their spirit, their function is transferred there. That particular type of function is transferred, a representation. Gaur-sundara. Here we end. Let's try to finish that translation.
Yes.
Proper adjustment. Relativity. Relativity. That can come new addition, new light, new progress. New.
So we could not get that without Vaishnava
self-analysis. To be awake in search of our real self, real interest. That is what is the most urgent necessity of everyone. Self-determination, the attitude of self-determination, the intuitive search for self-determination. Uh, the peace, the love of peace, without self-determination, that is a drawback, disqualification. There must be difference in quality of peace, and a gradation. What is the ideal of real peace? Ordinary peace conception is a stagnant one. Shanta rasa. Only finder of peace, they are followers of Shanta rasa, peaceful life.
But no service.
Service is another thing. Die to live. Something like that. Dedication. It is in the appearance of giving something, giving the whole thing. But really it becomes a gainer in that risk. A risk for the Absolute. That is the capital. That is the capital for gain. I shall risk everything for the Absolute cause, for His satisfaction. And that reaches acme in Vrindavan. They risk everything for the satisfaction, for a slight satisfaction of the Supreme. They are ready to sacrifice everything they can conceive to possess. Oxymoron. What is oxymoron?
Oxymoron,
rhetoric expression. Apart of virud. Apparently, what seems to be injurious. Really seems to be wrong. But really, we find that there is the truth. Oxymoron, a sort of alankar, rhetoric expression. Oxymoron. Virodha alankar or something like that. Then another, epigram. Epigram is any word, epigram? No. Oxymoron, the rhetoric expression. Oxymoron and something very closer expression. When in IA class we have to read Milton, Stopford Brooks Milton, the criticism on Milton's works by Stopford. Then we are required to read out all this. Okay? Oxymoron. Bhama. Bhama means jyoti. The outward expression of the pure conscious world, spiritual world. Easy view of the spiritual cosmos. Then, after we cross the threshold, we shall find the cosmos. But with the nature and intensity of our sacrifice, of our degree of our dedication, we'll be allowed to enter into the blue internal nectarine movement. When we eliminate that idea, we become imitationist, sahaja. So we must be very careful about that. Mundane, this is a reflection, perverted reflection. We are also better in everything, but it is perverted reflection. Even Mayavadi, he may not have any aspiration of the worldly enjoyment, but taking the name of Hare Krishna Ram, and they have some sentiment, feeling, shivering, then that tears, etc. may have, but that is also a kind of reflection, not the real prayer, because he has already committed himself to the creed that Narayana or Vishnu or Vaikuntha, everything this side Brahma, within the jurisdiction of mundane area. In Bhakti, in Harinam Chintamani, we will find that they may also show some sorts of devotional signs in their body and the mind, but their creed has sealed their entrance into Vaikuntha proper. Vaikuntha is this side, Brahma Loka, the biggest loka. That is their creed. So their fixed dhornya, sahaja is may not be there, but still their devotion is not a pure type. Because sattva guna, it may be in the jurisdiction of sattva guna at most. That is with a misconception. They have not real faith that across the Brahma, the conception of Brahma, on the higher and deeper vision, there is Vaikuntha, Goloka, etc. They can't understand about the real nature of dedication, self-dedication. Self-dedication. By dedication, we come in the relativity of another perfectly different world. And dedication is better than abnegation or renunciation. Renunciation of the evil, that is good, but that is destructive. That will lead us to zero conception of everything. And by accepting and searching and attaining our inner self as unit of the dedication, world of dedication, we find a new world before us, new land. that they can't believe. The Mayavadins cannot put faith in that. That if we are wholesale converted, or our innermost self is a member of the plane of education, they can't believe that.
Can the Mayavadis be, in some cases, they cannot be converted to Vaishnavas? Never?
Yes, very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely. And there are the two cases seem to be clear, in Sukadev and Vidura Mangal. Their future was bright. Sukadev, almost he was lost in the Brahma conception. He had a real touch of the spiritual world. Connection with spiritual world was reality in him, but he could not believe there may be any further progress within that. He was satisfied with that. Then, by the gracious and incident intention and helping attitude of Vasudev, anyhow he was converted, but he was a good student, bona fide. So Bhagavata came through him, especially to have a position, to give position Srimad Bhagavatam to the scholars, including the Mayavadins and Yogins, etc. Sukadev was accepted as the proper medium to press it properly over the Mayavad thought. He was well versed in Mayavad vichar. He was rather settled there, and anything coming, passing through his consciousness to this world that cannot but be approved by the Mayavad arguments. So he was chosen to be the deliverer of Bhagavat. Bhagavat view, Bhagavat school. And Vidura Mangal also started his life with Mayavad conception. Then by this sudden inconceivable grace of Krishna, we see him converted suddenly into pure devotional life. So one of his name is Lilashuk. Vidura Mangal's another name is Lilashuk. Type of Shuka. His pastimes, the example in his life was shown as that of Shuka. Lilashuk. Gyan, just as if enemy has got a very close relation, he can part the prayer of a greatest enemy, like Vibhishana, like ordinary brothers come from the same home, same mother. A closer person, if he revolves, he can do the greatest mischief. So Gyan, the karma, the energy of the enjoying world, cannot oppose devotion so much as Gyan. Almost child of the same plane can stand in opposition of bhakti.
There's one verse in Rupa Dasamrita describes the different gradations in the Dham. Vaikunthad Janito.
Yes, two comparative gradations. One in respect of the place, another person. Vaikunthad Janito Varahamudapuri Tattapi Rasu Salat Vrindavanam Udarupani Ramana Tattapi Govardhanam Radha Kunda Mihapi Gopulapati Parimahamita Prabhupada. That is one. And the another is Kodnik Bhaparitu Haripiyataya Bhakti Jajur Kanino. Sted Bhagyana Bhimukta Bhakti Parama Premaika Nishastata. Sted Bhasta Pasupala Pankaja Jishastha Bhupisha Radhita Prestastha. Concerning person and concerning the place, side by side, development and the worker and the place of working, and devotee and the plane of devotion, degradation has been given there. By such adjustment, we come to know what is what in the world of devotion. If we can properly adjust ourselves within this, with these advices, Udhisamata. Then another is, yat prishtaila paramashulabham king punat bhakti vajang. Another slok. Krishna suchai panada panayavasati peyoshe bhav. There is another slok. I forgot. Krishna suchai panayavasati peyoshe bhav pirat. Sadhige babbalhai. Yat prashtai yat palamashulabham king punat bhakti bhajan tat prime dam sakit visharas nadularish karoti. The highest praise of Radha Kunda. But here it is mentioned, snatu, one who has got taken bath in that Radha Kunda. But our Guru Maharaj, he gave light that snan means not to dive this physical body, but your soul must have got a bath in that Kunda. So physically what you honor, don't jump into the water you see, but you can take a drop on your head and think yourself you are purified.
Yeah.
The snan means not physical bath. It is the bath that is to be colored with the tinge.
Our Guru Maharaj forbade it to jump in. Said that is for, our Guru Maharaj said that is forbidden to jump in. He would not allow.
Fools rush in avengers fear to treat.
Yeah. He said it will become Narak Kund.
Oh.
If we go there.
To consider it to be a physical utility.
Yeah.
Radha Kunda Vrindavan Radha Palankita Dham Vrindavana Jarnam. Whose name is Vrindavan? Where the footprints of Radharani. Footprints of Radharani. Everything, because it's the conclusion, everything goes to the highest consciousness of spirit as well as service. All the meaning, analysis, commentary must go to that one direction. Anyhow, the direction will go to that side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ram, Ram. But whose interest? Not the form of the practices, but the object for which it is being done. That will purify, that will justify. For it may be thieving, it may be murder, it does not matter. But for what purpose? Having connection with the happy pleasure of the absolute sweet will? Or have connection with some lower plane? Whose agent you are? That is to be considered. That you are working as an agent, that must be first condition, and not for your interest. And whose agent you are? King's agent or queen's agent? But a queen's agent surpasses even that, even the king's agent. It is of Radha Lashyam. Whose agent you are? That is the amritam, and that is the poison. Some agency of Maya. Senses, the poison producing, and unproductive mayavadi, and the nectar producing devotion, reaction. What is reaction will bring your, the movement you are starting, the wave you are starting, what will be the reaction? it would be ascertained that you are connected with whom. The conception of absolute, sir. What is your conception about the absolute? That will come in question. Okay?
Maharaj, there were two points you made yesterday, which I thought maybe I would ask again today. And one of those was that you were describing the sloka of was it Mamhi Partha?
Anyone from any place, however deplorable position he may be considered to hold, anyhow he